Hello.
Hi, Andrew. It's Paul from Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling back in. I appreciate your patience and allowing me that 15, 20 minutes to get right back to you. Just did happen to be on another phone call when you called in. So Catherine said you're expecting my phone call. Did you have a chance to speak with your guys, or are they excited too?
I sat in my car quick. I got to turn on the AC. It's like 200 degrees right now.
Oh, my God. I know. When you're inside that car, it's a tiny little greenhouse that heats up so quick.
Yeah. So I talked to them. They were all right with it because I do have enough to buy the stuff and then still pay them pretty what I owed them.
Well, that's good. I mean, they are your guys, and employee loyalty is important. So as long as they're happy, you guys are going to just, do quite well with your business, and I'm excited for you guys. Did you have any questions for me? I mean, I think we kind of covered a lot. We went through the voice verification.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. I didn't really have any questions. No, the only thing that I did, you take care of the entirety of, the website, and then only thing I do is just if there's anything specific that I want done, I just ask you guys, if I want to add a mission statement or add...
Sure, sure. Yeah, we'll actually do a client interview with you to help us create that website, and we can even schedule that for today if you've got time. It takes about a half an hour, but we will talk to you about things like a mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline. We'll ask you to send us any photos that you have. Keep in mind that the updating of the website, the hosting, maintenance, updating, all of it's included at no cost. So at any time you could say, hey, I want to change my mission statement, or we never put one in, can we do it now? Or send us new photos and we'll be able to update that for you at no additional cost. But we will take care of all of that. Like I did say before, you do have a website editor tool at your disposal, or you will when your account's set up and you've got access to your tracking system. You can, if you like, make those changes on your own, but I certainly understand you've got a lot to do already and it might be just a lot faster and easier for you just to say, hey, can you guys do this for us? Send us a quick email or give us a phone call or even a text message. We make those changes for you. Again, no additional cost.
Okay. I'm ready to just give you my card info now, because
okay.
I do have to go take care of a few other things, so I do just want to get this done. And then we can, I want to do the meeting today.
Okay.
But I don't know if at 6 o'clock I'll be available. I should be.
There's a 5 o'clock as well. If you think 5 might work better than 6, you could do either one. Usually gets you towards the beginning of the hour. It takes about a half an hour after that.
Yeah, 6 o'clock should be fine.
Okay, we'll do 6.
I know there's a good chance that I'm going to be in the middle of a quote or something and completely
forget that
I was supposed to do it.
Not a problem. So what would happen is, of course, they'll call you at 6 or within minutes of 6. If they don't reach it, they're going to leave a voicemail, and then they will follow up 3 more times within that first half hour. There is a 1 hour window for what we know takes only about a half an hour. It is the last one of the day, so they might even try to give you a little bit of a grace period even after that first half hour, knowing that it's not going to impact the following phone call. But if for whatever reason we don't do it today, they're just going to reschedule it, probably defaulting to the same time on Monday.
Okay. Yeah, that should be fine. That should work.
All right. And for the card, I know you said it was a debit card, and you said there was a middle initial, right? Was it T? It didn't save on my side.
Yeah, it was a T, as in Thomas.
T. I remember that, but for whatever reason, it didn't save it, so I'm going to have to put that back in there. And was it a Visa or MasterCard?
Visa.
That should start with the 4, Andrew. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
4316.
Okay.
0800.
All right.
6792.
Yes, sir.
1166.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0926.
09 of 2026. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
775.
775. I've got 775, 775 on the back. I've got September or 09 of 2026 for the expiration. And was the card itself 43-16-0800-6792-1166?
Yep.
Okay. And that does bill at the home address, right? The 430 Baldwin?
Yeah.
All right. That's, of course, 48307. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does, of course, have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But Andrew, if you've got a pen handy or you want to type it into your phone, I can certainly give you that information now.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's just our client support phone number. You're going to get by text and email, you know, a lot of the information anyway. We'll have our client support information on there. But if you want to jot it down or type it into your phone, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So the toll-free is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. You can reach that agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same business day or the following day if they get that email after hours. The email address is simply...
I think I got the right number, but I might have typed it down wrong. Was it 877-635-7-6525?
No, it's 877-635-6225. There's an extra 7 in there. 877-635-6225.
Yeah, I'm just realizing that I decided to type 11 phone numbers instead of 10, which...
That's okay. That's okay. It would start dialing after you hit the second to last one, and then it would end up being someone else's number. But you're going to get it by email anyway, and by text. And just about every email that we have is going to have somewhere on there a contact information. But I did, in addition to scheduling your client interview, I wanted to set up just another layer of protection for you. An added layer of security, just a simple question and an answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Nice Place Exterior Cleaning, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer to the security question. For whatever reason, I have to remove the LLC again. I think because we didn't finish everything, the system defaulted back to how it was before I made those changes. But it's Nice Place Exterior Cleaning, no LLC. But if anyone calls us and they say, hey, you know, it's Andrew or whatever, we might from time to time ask you just to verify the answer to the question. And this is important, especially a week from now when your website is live and online and available for others to see. If you start getting phone calls from anyone claiming to be either Google or Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information basically immediately, let them go. If they're calling you and telling you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, just simply let them go. The voice verification was clear when we read it on the other phone call. It already is now attached to your account as an added form of protection, and it does clearly state it bills once a month on the 14th and exactly $2.99, never a penny more. Now, your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We'll do first pet name.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Shiloh. S-H-I-L-O.
All right. S-H-I-L-O. Have to type it in twice. You're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent? You're going to get a few. Looks like you got the initial invoice. I'm glad the welcome email hasn't come yet, because the one that you have already received is the one that I want you to look at right now.
Okay.
If you open it up, it says something like, "Hello, Andrew T." That's for your middle initial, not your last name. And then it says, "Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below." Then it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." Do you see that?
I see a lot of words. And then I see at the very bottom is the, I agree to receive SMS messages. And then I see the,
you're already a little bit ahead of me. There is a lot of words. And just to kind of, you know, summarize it, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but it's something like 1 out of 10 that are going to choose Bing over Google. Most of them do that search on their smartphone. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities too, so we're going to mirror the content on Bing. Of course, it's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. We are doing that website for you, including the updates at no cost, and we're doing the Facebook ads. But yeah, you do see that long line. You see your mobile number. You see a couple of boxes. We do want you to click on both of them. One, to receive SMS messages or text messages. The other, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, we want you to click on that box too. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would click and either type in or copy and paste your name. It does need to be an exact match. So if you're typing it in, the A, T, and the L are all capitalized. There is not a period after the middle initial T. Our system doesn't like punctuation in that particular field. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before your name or after your name. Once you've got your name as it appears, just click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That actually does a few things. If you're on your smartphone, it might be below it. But once you click the confirm signature box, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
I think I hit it. It was kind of, oh yeah, there we go. Username and password.
Yeah. You don't have to go that next step. The reason you're seeing it is our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for us to create the content for there to be something to track. You'll get a notification once your tracking system is active. Until then, I would say give it at least till Monday. We're doing your client interview at the end of the day today. But if you do it before everything's set up, you're just going to get a message that says we're still in the process of setting everything up. Let me see if your welcome email was sent out. So your welcome email was sent out. You can look at that too. It's got your username, which you cannot change. We've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access, so it's in our system the same way. You cannot change your username. It's your phone number, area code included, but just numbers. No dashes, spaces, no parentheses, nothing like that. 586-255-9357. That's your username. The default password is getbing. It's always something related to digital marketing, G-E-T-B-I-N-G, all lowercase, no space. That you can change to anything you want once you're able to access your tracking system. Other than that, though, you're all set and squared away. On my end, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. At 5 o'clock, you're going to get a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 6. I'm also going to send out that calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records. You do not need to respond to it, but it's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. In any correspondence to our support email, please do include either your phone number or your username. In this case, they're exactly the same thing. That helps us to access the information. You can send anything there. When they do the client interview, They'll give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at Local Splash. If you wanted to, you can email the photos team directly. If you email it to support, the support department just forwards it to the photo team anyway. But other than that, wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. Hopefully I'm actually in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you at 6, because I would be able to say a quick hello to you, introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice. I usually get very, very busy towards the end of the day. I might not be able to be on that call, but whether I am or not, you have a great rest of the day. You enjoy the weekend. We are looking forward to getting that going for you. So if you can think about any photos, or you know, if you have off the top of your head, and we can brainstorm. I can have my technician kind of brainstorm with, you know, what your goal is, what your mission is, and then we can formulate a statement or a motto for you, you know, on the fly. And it can always be updated and changed at any time.
All right.
All right. Pleasure speaking with you. Real pleasure. Happy to get things going to help you take your business to the next level. And you're already way ahead in years and experience and kind of maturity as far as taking your company where it needs to go. I appreciate that. I talk to business owners all the time. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you. And at 17, to own your own company, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it. I'm definitely pretty proud of myself.
You should be. You absolutely should be. You should be. And we're proud and happy to help you grow your business and be part of it. You take care, and hopefully I'll be able to say a quick hello to you at the beginning part of that 6 o'clock hour.
All right, sounds good. I mean, I'm pretty excited to tell someone to Google me.
Yeah, absolutely. You can, and you'll talk to the technician. Together, you guys will choose a domain for your website, so you'll know that too. But yeah, just say, hey, just Google me, Google my company name, or you know, Google exterior surface cleaning or power washing. Yeah, it's going to be good to have your company pop up. Like I said, pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully, I'll say a quick hello before the end of the day. But if not, you take care. You have a great day.
All right, sounds good. I'll see you later, Paul.
Thank you. Sounds good, Andrew. Take care. Bye now.